Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Chuck Oliver Show podcast is presented by Larceny Bourbon. So smooth, it's criminal. Larceny reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
In the South, it's always college football season. And the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Southern Sports Today proudly presents The Chuck Oliver Show. It's an inside look at everything college football. Now live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's time to talk college football with the reigning king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
An NBA head coach has resigned, and it's the why that all of us should care about. It is the Chuck Oliver Show on a Wednesday. Okay, now wait a minute. He just said it's the Chuck Oliver Show. I thought my dial had jumped. I thought I had skipped the Chuck Oliver Show. And some NBA, I said it's the why that all of us, and I say all of us, I'm going to talk to its people, it's men and women, the South. You know the footprint of the show, and you love college football. Why are you talking all week, all year, supposed to be all college football? Why are you talking NBA? I don't know if anybody's actually angry about it, but why are you talking NBA? I'm not really talking NBA, but there's a pretty important story that came out earlier today, and it's a larger sort of connected story. And Boston Celtics president Danny Ainge, former player, Boston Celtics president Danny Ainge retires. Head coach Brad Stevens says, awesome. I'm going to resign from being head coach. I'll become team president, start the immediate search for my successor. Brad Stevens has been promoted to president of basketball operations. Ainge will work with the team on the transition through the offseason. A couple of things at work here. And when I said the important thing, the reason that we should all of us, even on an exclusively college football show, the reason that all of us should care is the why that at least the head coach, Brad Stevens, who has been uber successful, it's the why on his end. Now, I'm going to get to the why on the Danny Ainge thing in just a second. That's just something so screwy about us as humans. But Brad Stevens, the Celtics head coach, has resigned. And it stated, quote, that he is, quote, worn down with coaching ever since the bubble. Now, again, there's an, I don't say the big picture because this is the big picture. There's an additional picture, get to involving Danny Ainge in just a second. But when I say Brad Stevens, because honestly, I'm going to, it's not a failing. Anybody listening to this program right now, it is not a failing. If I just said Brad Stevens and you're like, who is Brad Stevens? And when I said the Boston Celtics, you went, oh, Larry Bird's team. Yes, Larry Bird's team. My dad may be listening to Mobile right now. There's a pretty good chance he said both, who's Brad Stevens and, oh, Larry Bird's team. So you got to understand, my granddad on my mom's side, he called the Dodgers Brooklyn until the day he went room temperature. So change doesn't carry a lot of weight in my family tree. Whatever. Brad Stevens he played college basketball. He was a guard and went to a place called DePaul. Not DePaul, the Chicago, the Blue Demons, but DePaul. And really bright guy, and he's a 6'1 player, and so he went into coaching. Well, when he got named head coach at Butler, suddenly, Butler is doing things like going to Final Fours, plural, and championship games with a Z, plural. And if Gordon Hayward, if you know who that is now, he's in the NBA, he had a run in half court from the side, and I mean that thing did a three-quarter lap victory and came shooting right back at him. If it falls, Butler is national champions. Now, they had players. They also had Brad Stevens. And so he had nothing but success. And then the Boston Celtics, hey, we can do things like offer you a percentage ownership of the franchise. So you go and look at, you know, like the Butler president and go, can you give me a percentage of the university? Can I own like 2.5% of Butler? No? Okay. So they just gave him gargantuan money, and then he succeeded, and they gave him more money. And Brad Stevens has been in the NBA for about 7-8 seasons. He's had a lot of success. And Brad Stevens says he's been worn down since the bubble. He started getting worn down before the bubble, and he did not get worn down because of the bubble. Understand, that's not part of what is being reported. It's just since the bubble. Show of hands, who's gotten worn down since the bubble? The end of July into August. I just raised my hand if you're not watching on Twitch. And you should be watching on Twitch TV. LandryFootball.com. Worn down since the bubble. Folks, we had Pete Futak on. I want to say on the Monday, there was two things. We had to do it quick. I started the Monday show after the playoff seeds had been announced. I started that show talking playoffs, and then we had to jump into some bowl previews because I think they had bowl games like that day. Didn't we announce the playoff seeds on a Sunday, and then like 24 hours later, we're playing football, man. But we had Pete Futak on from collegefootballnews.com that next, because we were talking all kinds of stuff. We always have Fu on right after the playoff seeds. He's about as good as he could. Love talking to him when it comes to Dan, schedule Fu. So how about I say please? Dan, would you please schedule Fu?
That's much better.
Thank you. Not very Southern at all. My mom would not be proud. So we talked to Fu, and as soon as he came on, I didn't have any notes. We just talked. I said, how you doing, man? I'm worn out. And he said, Chuck, I am so ready for the season to be over. Understand, I keep my lights on, and the magic cabinet keeps having food in it every single time I open it because of college football. Pete Futak has for 20 years owned a site called collegefootballnews.com. Both of us at the same time were like, God almighty, I can't wait for this season to be over. And I wasn't playing or coaching. I played since high school. Hadn't coached in 20 years. I couldn't wait for the season to be over. Futak, he was like, I'm done, man. I'm exhausted. You ever seen that? What year was it? I think it was in L.A. maybe. The Olympics in 80. Maybe it was the L.A. Olympics. Whatever it was. Where you know, helping the marathoner across the just to finish. With no medal, but just to finish. That was me, man. And the season started from a normal standpoint. You know what the season started with? Saturday night in Montgomery, Austin Peay in Central Arkansas. Y'all know that. I treated that the same as I did Miami and UF a year before when they played week zero in Orlando. I treated that the exact same. I was like, I got football and I'm in. And I came on the next day and I said, you don't spike the football. We just saw the Governors and the Purple Bears have a pillow fight in Montgomery. But God bless those kids. They went out there and they sweated and bled and they did everything else on each other. And coughed and breathed. And so we had the season started. In a normal year, I'm going to tell you what happens. If you're watching on Twitch TV, I'm a pretty well-coiffed young man. I'm clean shaven, the hair's in place, a clean collar shirt tucked in. I mean, I present myself, I try to. That's at the beginning of the college football season. I'm talking pre-pandemic. By the end, that's how I start the season, sitting up straight, shirt tucked in, collar pressed. By the end of the season, I look like I just killed a bear with a knife. This past season, and I don't play or coach. Neither do you. And you might have been worn out as well. But having to follow the daily, about California cancels everything. What? Greg Sankey better convince the Big 12 or there's no – I was like, you've got to be kidding me. What's going on? So I was experiencing that. We got the news that – was it Jeff Hafley at Boston College? said, this season has not been fun. He's like, guys, I took it off of you. We voted, the adults, and we said, nope, we are not putting these kids through anything else. We got a bowl. They got 10 bowl bids if they wanted. They could have gone to 10 different bowls. Said, we got a bowl invite. We turned it down. Room. That was all the players. You never see a player, except for the Dayreek Rogers story. Well, even if we win, we're going to a sucky bowl. You never see a player say, oh, man, I hope we don't go to a bowl. You had a room full of kids who had been as on point and disciplined as any team in America. I've told you this, BC, and there were a couple of others. I want to say there might have been, I don't know, like a half dozen or so. But BC, I know, because Jeff Hafley is part of it. He said, folks, the season was not fun. College football is supposed to be fun. No. Yeah, college football season is supposed to be fun when you're a player. Placed in the ACC? Yeah. Oh, hey, what's your name? Oh, I'm Jeff. I play football. Oh, that's fun. That season wasn't fun. 8,000 COVID tests, not a single positive, not one anywhere in the program. Do you know how you reach those results? By not having any fun, by not going home for Thanksgiving, by not going to your little brother's whatever, nothing. So Brad Stevens, he's a head coach of the Boston Celtics, and that's a good team with young talent. Jason Tatum, my gosh. Jaylen Brown, when he's playing, that's a good team. They got eliminated last night. He's like, I'm out. I can't handle this. It's not a failing on Brad Stevens' part. Brad Stevens is just somebody just like me or you or the person down the street or the lady one cubicle over who 2020 dropped you in a wood chipper. And so there doesn't have to be anything wrong with Brad Stevens. And I like who, again, the reports, quote, worn out from coaching since the bubble. Not because of the bubble. That's what allowed him to actually coach. Said worn out with coaching since then. So there's a bigger picture with Danny Ainge. We're going to talk about that a little later in the program. But we're going to take a quick break right now, come back, and continue Wednesday. Remember, coming up in about 15 minutes, Chris Landry from LandryFootball.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.
More college football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
In terms of cutting up the ball, what I've learned in this position is the guys take care of it for you. As we get into fall camp, you know, the playmakers are going to emerge. And then, you know, we have a system, you know, starting with Coach Sweeney down to the offensive staff of making sure that it's not about plays, but it's about players.
Well, that is Tony Elliott. He's Clemson OC. Talking with Mark Packer and Wes LaDurham on the ACC Network. That's on Sirius XM as well, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. So he is the OC there, and he said, like Dabo says, not as much about the plays as it is the players. Oh, well, that's bad news for everybody who lines up against Clemson. You know, one of the interesting, because he said, he was talking about distribution and getting the ball out and, you know, keeping everybody involved. Do you know one of the I haven't heard a lot of conversation about this. You know, if you just ask anybody, just point blank, hey, I'm going to ask you a college football question. Get your college football brain ready. All right. You don't know what it is? No, but go ahead and ask. what do you think the Clemson offense is going to be like this year? You're going to think, oh, my gosh, it may be even better than last year. Their quarterback, not just player, but their quarterback, was the number one overall draft pick. How can the offense be better? Oh, my gosh, look at all the players. That's what Tony Elliott was referring to. Do you know what I haven't heard virtually any discussion about? There is a chance that the three, I don't know, most productive players, most involved players in the Clemson offense didn't even play last year. Not really. If it's DJU, who he started two games, this is the Boston College game as well, but if it's DJU, Justin Ross, and then Will Shipley, the five-star who's going to be a little running back, who's going to be a little slot, going to be a little receiver, going to be a little motion guy, going to be just a little of about a five, six different things. They could be, and certainly DJU and Justin Ross, I see right now, oh, is he healthy? He's 98.6? Okay, great. Walking upright, top 10 pick. Okay, that would be people who know more about Justin Ross than I do. But if Will Shipley is able to check all those boxes, and I mean, at a place like Clemson, that happens with freshmen all the time. Freshman showed up, took Kelly Bryant's job at quarterback. Kelly Bryant's like, yeah, Missouri, I'm available. So that was Tony Elliott talking with Packer and Durham. What's up, Dan?
Oh, not much. I'm going to go a little AJ Hinch on you right here. And, you know, that's kind of a – we've already had an NBA example today. Now we're going to have a Major League Baseball example. Because I remember when he was speaking to his team in 2019, oddly enough, one of the last times he would speak to his team, we'd come to find out. But he had a speech to them after they beat the Yankees for the ALCS, and he checked boxes verbally. He said, hey, you know what? We set goals for the season. Get out there, win the division, check that box. Divisional series, that too. American League, now let's go win a World Series, champagne starts flowing, all that kind of stuff. I think that the same thing can apply right now to Dan Mullen, because I talked about on this show before how there are different levels of coaches' safety nets. And in this case right here, it's the good side of the spectrum if you're Dan Mullen, because some people might bristle at the contract extension he gets that makes him the third highest paid coach in the SEC. I look at it as the Florida program and the athletic department saying, guess what? You've done more for us in these last few years than we had in really the time since Urban had left campus. We had not even sniffed this level of success. And some people might say, well, at Florida, four losses a year, that's a level of success? Relatively speaking, yes, it is, because he's had them in position to win the SEC. Did it last year. Check that box. Getting them into New Year's Six bowl games. Checking that box.
It's different than the record. If you just look at the record, I mean, see a loss to Bama, and you see a loss to Georgia, and you see a loss in a bowl game where everybody else was like, no, I'm not going to play. And Kyle Trask was like, oh, well, I'll give it a go. There's a lot more to that than the record.
And that's what the box is that you're checking the boxes of saying he has us in position to compete,
yeah,
to at least be there. That's what the contract extension is for. Now, here's the other part of it, is when you get to that side of the spectrum, the graph kind of starts to do a huge decline towards the other side, because now you're to that platform of the expectations where you're saying to yourself, okay, now it's time to win the SEC, not only win the SEC, but then win the championship and be one of the final four teams at the end of the season and be in position to do that year in and year out. That's where he's at with this money, and that's what he's being told by signing his name on that contract, because now it is going to lead to, if he doesn't do that, he has to fire coordinators, he has to reshuffle the program, and then eventually, if it's not where it needs to be, then it's him going out.
Yeah, there are expectations, and there should be, and they're realistic, and they're justified at a place like UF. I'm a big fan of Jim McElwain. I think he's a good coach. His division winner didn't look like Urban. I mean, Dan Mullen's division winner. I mean, you knew how it was going to go when UF was playing Missouri or Alabama. It was different last year with Dan Mullen, so I agree absolutely.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season. Southern Sports Today and the Chuck Oliver Show.
If you are looking past Tallahassee for any permanent, sort of consistent year-to-year contender for what Clemson has, at least as Dabo has it constructed right now, you're probably wasting time. There are programs that where it's well coached and there are some pillars in play, like Dave Doran, all right? Any team anywhere, I don't care if he gets fired and goes coach high school in Arizona somewhere. Any team Dave Doran coaches, they're going to be pretty tough on the lines of scrimmage. I can promise you that. And I don't know, sight unseen. It's like, what do you know about his team? They're going to be tough up front, both sides. And I thought he was doing a great job before Mac arrived, especially. But that's not real. You know what it is with NC State versus what Clemson is today? That's a one Saturday sort of proposition where, my gosh, Clemson had four turnovers. That's not real. Louisville is going to be so much better year after year after year, but they're better compared to Louisville. They ain't going to be as good as Clemson. Florida State, for my opinion, is the only program in that entire division with the infrastructure, recruiting possibilities, heritage, fan, whatever. Every category, they're the only one that can really compete on a year-to-year basis with Clemson, and they are about 15 light years away. I want to welcome on right now a man who knows way more than me about that whole situation from LandryFootball.com. He is LandryFootball.com. It's Chris Landry. Chris, how are you today, man?
Chuck, doing well, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good, and it is good to be back from vacation. Tell everybody what goes on at Landry Football because I'm there every single morning.
Yeah, you know, we are working a lot, been playing a little catch up on different things, just a lot of film work, as you know. Spring practice is the film gets absorbed for me this time of year, keeping track of everything in the transfer portal, recruiting information. A lot of stuff's going on. This is going to be a big month of June in college football with visits, recruiting, and whatnot. So we've got all of that in the notebooks every day. And I'll be pumping out the previews of the rosters, of roster analysis, and basically previews of all the teams. And, you know, heck, before you know it, we'll be hitting, it'll be 4th of July weekend. We just got done with Memorial Day, and then we'll be, the countdown will be on to training camps in the NFL. And right after that is, you know, the opening of preseason practice in college. So we're working on a lot of the roster analysis, college, NFL, and notebooks every day. That's going to be the focus between here and then, and given a lot of different viewpoints of analysis of different players and different teams and everything in a lot of different categories is what we're providing folks there.
There, I mean, almost to a program, if you look through the Atlantic outside of Clemson, I like the coaching for the most part. I'm starting to wonder about Dino a little bit, but he just doesn't have any players. But I like the coaching, and I like the trajectory, and a program that, like Wake Forest, that I think is succeeding close to 100% of what Wake Forest can do. All of these disclaimers here, okay? You were on the line as I was talking about the ACC. Talk about that point, that if you're going outside of Tallahassee, I don't see any program that can be a realistic, consistent contender.
Oh, I agree 100%. And Florida State could be, should be, right there with Clemson, and has been at times. But this is where I think Florida State's fallen behind, is the overall fundraising. I mean, they're way behind Clemson there. So what they've done is they've just allowed Clemson to get that big lead in which they're going to have to come back to the pack. And, you know, we can talk about Florida State. You know, they're getting their fundraising in order. They're doing this and that. That's compared to what they have been. They're nowhere near Clemson. So the question is, can Florida State, that has all the history and tradition to absolutely be neck and neck with Clemson and make that game great, Can they get it to where they're getting better, and they will get better? But I don't know that they're going to get any unless Clemson comes back to the pack. That allowance, and look, you do what you can do. If you don't have the resources, just understand it. I mean, that's why your coach goes to Texas A&M, not because of football tradition, because they got more resources. Yeah. So that's that. Miami, just get the feeling they've got a guy that is a maybe and doing good things in recruiting, but that's another program that can be really good. Mac in North Carolina has a lot more resources than people know. Those are the ones that, you know, are intriguing to me. I'm with you. Disappointed in what Justin's done at Virginia Tech. That's a program that can be really good. Like that next level below good can be that
they could beat anybody. They can't beat everybody, but they could beat anybody.
Yeah, kind of like what Michigan State was under D'Antonio. Wisconsin. That's what Virginia Tech can be year in and year out in the ACC. And they're not maximizing all that. Virginia's maximizing. I think Pitt does a good job. People think Pitt's got greater potential because of their older history. I agree they could take it to the next level with the right guy, but you know, it's just NC State, I agree with you, does a solid job. You know, I'm hoping that Tech can get back. You know, Duke is what they can be, and BC, I like what they're going to be. I'm worried about Syracuse. That's a real issue. Yeah, no, I think the league from the bottom to the middle is better than people think. But until somebody challenges Clemson, it's going to be thought of as a one conference league. Because why do people think the SEC, well, they are, is great? Because you've got a Georgia, you've got an A&M, you got an LSU that jumps in. There are more teams that are capable of playing in the national championship playoff caliber party, whereas in the ACC, no. It's Clemson or no one else is going in the ACC, and that's just the way it is.
It can't just be Godzilla. You got to have Rodan. let's talk about a little bit more about Florida State. Is Jayshon Corbin the best player on that offense?
I think so. I think so. I think he's got the most talent. I think he's I would say that he is. I think there's some other candidates, but yeah, until otherwise proven, I would say that he is. I think he's really talented.
Okay, what's it look like for him in 2021 then?
Well, I think he's – I think the opportunity is there for to have a big-time year. I think he's got good skill sets. I think he runs with power. I think he's got a chance to have an impact type of year. I'm curious to see how this team plays it. You know, I know what the coach wants to do up tempo. I think he'll get real opportunities to get some big time production in this offense, particularly with their tempo.
If you look on their defense, I'm a big fan of Amari Gaynor, but I also know that, you know, that ain't sacks and turnovers and strips and things like that. That's Jermaine Johnson. But there appears to be something, you know, like a corner to fight out of. And I was so wrong about what that Florida State defensive line was last year. I had such different expectations.
Me too.
But I think they've got, like I said, just a corner to fight out of. They got a couple of, like, legit ACC game wreckers. Totally different players, though. But I like Gaynor, and especially the potential for Johnson.
Yeah, just a step back. I am so with you there. And if you were to look at the poster child for what was wrong with and what has been wrong with Florida State wise, quote unquote, culture wise, you can start that defensive line and underachievers that were me guys. I'm with you. I think the talent level has to improve. I think the recruiting as well. But what I do expect to see a positive impact is a team that plays hard, plays smart for four quarters. I see while they will lack some of that paper talent, that's exactly what they were. I think they'll play better together. They're going to have to. I mean, they're just another good team that week in and week out, you know, pull a big win. Look how big of a win that was against North Carolina. But the expectation level is still pretty low. I still think they're another year away from being maybe consistently good right now. I'm still looking for who the playmakers are. But, you know, it's Gaynor and Dixon, Briggs. I mean, you're right. It's just who's going to step up, because right now it looks like a team of guys that maybe are fit more of the role of team, good teammates. Let's see who can be the big-time playmakers.
One more thing about the ACC, and you already flip it over. You've already talked about Mac a little bit, but I don't necessarily care about the NFL, but I think that there are some people who downgrade Sam Howell a little bit. Because, and you know this, in the context of what I said there, this is just a college show, so I'm concerned about what he is as a Saturday guy.
Sure.
I've heard some people, I think that their perception, their opinion of Sam Howell is getting colored by what they think of him maybe at the next level, which I think that that's going to be fine as well. But he doesn't look right. He's kind of stubby. It looks like he's always wearing a flag jacket, whether he is or not. It just, he doesn't look like that 6'4", stand in the pocket howitzer on his shoulder. And I was like, I don't care about any of that. He's a great quarterback at the collegiate level.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think there's a body type comparison that would kind of make you close your eyes and think Baker Mayfield. Well, if you're going to have that type of college career, it can be pretty impressive and have an impact. And I think
be,
that
– be a 1-1 in the NFL draft.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, and you can say, well, Baker is not great. Baker's been a good player and getting better. And I think Sam can be a productive player in the next level. And you're right. That's a conversation for another day when we're talking about the guys that are coming out and, you know, comparing him to Spencer Rattler and other guys. We'll get to that at another point. Good college player, played a lot of football, leadership type of guy that's an alpha dog leader type, and more's going to be asked of him. I mean, I like both of the backs that they had last year from a leadership standpoint. Look, they're going to have guys step up, and they're kind of at a level of a program to where I think they can take that step where, all right, let's next guy up. Let's see what you can do. And, you know, I think that certainly Ty Chandler and DJ Jones, we'll see what they can get at the running back position. But I do think they have some good receivers that can have an impact in their three wide system. I think that can be pretty effective, and Sam's going to be a good reason why. They've recruited well. They've done a good job there, and they've played a lot of young guys. So I do think that they're a team that, it's going to be fun to watch, and you start to look at their schedule and, you know, they've got a chance to have a really good season. We're playing that whole goofy, well, you know, how many games wins talent wise. They got a lot of wins just on paper from a talent standpoint. They match up pretty well relative to their schedule, I think.
Yep. All right, folks, that's what you get from Chris Landry. Again, firsthand info, coach, scout, administrator, all that at LandryFootball.com. Quick break. Come back for a couple more minutes with Chris Landry on a Wednesday.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season. Of college football, no matter where you go, with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now, more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
There is a big difference in liking something and knowing about something. And what I have discovered is, like, there are a lot of things in my life where when it became a job, it stopped being fun. So, you know, I'm kind of like, I like the fun part of it. But at some point, I mean, go back like 40 years ago, I started, I think the first time I realized, wait a minute, maybe I know something about football now. I don't just like football. I'm a little bitty guy, like, I don't know, like 10 or 11 or so. And the University of Texas, they had a pair of future first-round picks in the secondary, Jerry Gray and Mossy Cade. And I saw what they did with him. I was like, okay, well, that makes everything easy. Want to bring back on now from LandryFootball.com, Chris Landry. Chris, I know you remember Mossy Cade and Jerry Gray. Equate this to LSU right now, because as horrid, and I mean historically wretched as that defense was last year, they've got a pair of corners that, I mean, I wouldn't trade for, you know, any pair in America. And I'm going to have to think a long time about a pair of college corners like Ricks and Stingley. Just talk about their games, again, against the backdrop of what happened last year on defense. But those two kids for 2021.
Yeah, you bring up some good names. Jerry Gray and I worked together in the NFL. Really good player. And Mossy was very good. It's LSU secondary is the best in the country in terms of just overall talent. They go, you mentioned too, they really go 3 and 4 deep that they can line up, match up with you at corner. And this is very good defense. And certainly it's had a lot of defensive backs that they've produced, none better than Stingley. He's as good as anybody that they've had there physically. And I'm very curious to see how he develops. There's no question about his work ethic or anything. So when I say, hey, it all depends on that, it's those extra things that you do to make yourself a great player on top of being a great athlete. But they can match up, and it allows them so much flexibility with what they can do. They like to play a lot of press man, and they recruit to that, and yeah, they can do that. And so they can bring in pressure from different launch points and do different things up front. This ought to be a pretty good defense, one of a few good defenses in the SEC. But this is spearheaded by the back end, and their playmaking ability is on the ball players that can maybe take really good receivers out of the game and get you some coverage sacks as well. I think all those things are going to be in play, and for LSU to turn their season around, the secondary is going to have to be a big part of it.
Chris, bounce over to Tuscaloosa quickly. I want to ask you about a couple of players there. And I was going through, like most people, I think, last night I was finalizing my 2021 All-SEC team. And I like Will Anderson for Defensive Player of the Year, maybe even more than Stingley. Tell me about Will Anderson's game and what's possible, because that kid was a freshman last year.
Boy, he really is good. Look, I think it's just a matter of Stingley is just – they play different positions.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, how many
Anderson can hit the quarterback, which is the most valuable thing you can do.
And it's tougher to work away from him than it is to work away from Stingley. I mean, now, you know, so what it's going to mean is I can already tell you what the narrative is going to be. Man, that other guy, Rick's really, really good, because he is really good. And Pete, you're not going to hear Stingley's name as much, because they're probably not going to throw to him as much. Will's certainly going to have an impact up front. I would agree with you. I think he's really good. And I think he is special. He can bring some of the pressure that, you know, for all the success they've had defensively, they've not had a lot of guys that just individually just beat you one-on-one. And they do a really good job collectively of getting good push, playing good gap control. He's has a chance to be really special. I mean, Chris Allen is good. I mean, they've got some good talent on that defense. I think Alabama returns to being a defensive focus team a little bit more, meaning I think they play to their defense more, whereas the past 2 or 3 years it's been playing more to their offense. Yep. And the defense has complemented the offense. I think they're going to be a little bit different this year, and I think Will Anderson's a big part of it. I agree with you. I think he's one of the elite players in this league, no doubt.
All right, give me a quick minute before I let you run. Tim Smith, because he's a little further down the food trough last year, and there's people listening who may not know his name.
Yeah, no, Tim's a really talented guy that I think could – absolutely is a name that you're going to hear a lot that I think can be a really impactful player up front. Big, you know, kid from Florida area that is a big power guy that can bring a lot of pressure up the middle. You know, they've got a couple of good ones because the Dale kid's really good.
Yep.
But Ray and Mathis and, you know, those guys, Tim Smith is a name you're going to hear heavy into the rotation, only a junior. Expect good things out of him. There's no question that this Alabama defense has taken a step up in terms of the impact of what they're going to be this year.
LandryFootball.com. You hear him on the radio every Wednesday here. You can get him every single day, 24/7 at LandryFootball.com. Chris, thank you, brother.
Thank you, man. Take care. Talk to you next week.
All right, Chris Landry again, LandryFootball.com. And it was really surprising because I do this, and it's become either like during the Egg Bowl or like the Texas A&M LSU game. Whatever those night games are, Thanksgiving night, that Friday, where what do we get? We get Arkansas and Colorado, and then we get a Missouri game. I mean, oh, it's Arkansas-Missouri is what it is.
That's Friday. It's Arkansas-Missouri.
Yeah, exactly.
It used to be Colorado-Oklahoma.
Absolutely. So we get these games, and you know what they are. And so I'm always sitting there on the TV, sitting on the couch watching the games, and I start tweeting out, putting together my way too early all-conference teams. I start with ACC and SEC because I can do that top of mind. And I start kind of formulating them the end of November, Thanksgiving weekend. Then I come back to them after spring practice, and so I'm looking last night, and it surprised me because – and Chris hit it there, and there's 15 other reasons. But Chris hit it there that Stingley may be the best player, defensive player in college football. Anderson is going to be my choice, and he already is, defensive player of the year. He gets sacks. The biggest – indicator of how great Derek Stingley may be playing is how many interceptions he doesn't get. He'd get like one next year. And you know what? I'm going to wonder, why did you throw at him? I think Ricks last year had, in fact, he had four picks, and two of them he took back. He was getting some options. Yeah, I mean, some opportunities. He was. Will Anderson hits the quarterback. And again, as Landry said, you can kind of throw away from him. Pick somebody else. I'm just not throwing over there. Will Anderson gets to decide what he does on defense. You can't get away. I mean, you can run to the opposite side. I don't think that's very good because quickness is his thing. Right, run right at him. Okay, try that. But quickness is the first guy we saw, at least I'm talking my lifetime. The first guy, and he projected it not only to the NFL, but people looked at this system and said, all right, we're going to try that. And it kind of caught on for a while, but just nobody did it like this. Nobody did it as good. Jimmy Johnson, he was the first to say, get to the spot first. And I'm going to win national championships with tiny players at Miami on defense, but they're going to get to the spot first. And I'm going to do that. They used to have a linebacker. I think it was a guy out of East Carolina. Was it Mike Jones or Robert Jones? The linebacker, just 200 tackles, 175 tackles. He was a small guy, just fly around, hit people. There, Tommy Tuberville, who worked for Jimmy down at Miami, said he had Rohan Marley, one of Bob Marley's sons, says he's about 205 pounds. He says meanest on the field, meanest player I've ever seen. He said he played linebacker at Miami at 205. Because he beat you to the spot. So that's what Will Anderson is going to do. He's going to beat you to the spot. And he gets sacks, which equals hurt quarterbacks, that have not injured, but hurt quarterbacks, turnovers, sacks, strips, all of that stuff. That's why he's more valuable.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.